Yep, that's the style.
Am I too close?
Nope.
Okay. Are you going to tell stories?
So tonight, I usually don't do this, and I'm a little uncomfortable, but I have to say. So I had a wonderful time in India, and on my way home, I got a text message from a friend saying that another friend of mine had left their body. So I want to dedicate this kirtan tonight to her. She was a lifelong resident of Vrindavan. She taught the children for over 20 years. She's beloved within the whole community. And she had 5 children. And it was just, you know, we talk about service and bhakti all the time and how important it is to serve. And Krishna notices you, especially when you serve, and especially when you serve the devotees. And Meghamala was like a complete example of service. Even though she had her own children, she put her children in the Gurukula, in the academy, and taught everyone else's children. Even when she wasn't a teacher, she was teaching. And she was always the shoulder to lean on, the person to listen to, the person to crack a joke. She was a really sweet, sweet person. And a really good representation of what Srila Prabhupada wanted women to be like. He wanted women to be looked at as mothers, that you respect your mother in a certain way, and you give your mother a certain kind of love and attention. So she really fulfilled that role, not because she was a mother, but because she was a great soul and a great servant. And never spoke ill of anyone, was super kind. We didn't have much in New Vrindavan, but at one point she opened a community store and everyone got a little stipend, and it was like a big deal. You got to go grocery shopping for like the first time in years. But it was her idea, and she was the one that initiated it. And I used to make bread for that store, and people would buy bread, and you know, it was like a special place. You got your little stipend, and you went up to Meg's, and you got your juice and your butter. But I just wanted to dedicate this kirtan tonight, and if everyone can just like keep her in your thoughts, even though you didn't know her, she touched a lot of people in a positive way, and she's just a good example to follow.
And what's your name?
Meghamala Dasi. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Ashatya Deshacharine. Jaya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vrinda
Rama, 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 Rama.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pranam. From India.
Waiting for you to play.
Oh. Did you play in India in the kirtan?
No,
there wasn't any drums.
I
asked if there was an extra one, but there wasn't, and I tried the drum, and it was like, it was too big, and it wasn't skin. I would have if there wasn't.
No, they weren't kind of sharing.
Right, yeah.
I'll bring mine the next time.
Right, yes, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
What you did get, you just like follow down the street. So you don't talk to people in India when they want to sell you something. Everyone goes, oh, I have one of those. And the guy just like followed him for the next 5 miles.
So Arjuna's mother used to, it's Queen Kunti, and she would pray for vipadas, for missteps, because she found it easier to connect to God in the harder moments of life than when everything's going perfect. It's like when everything's going great, it's like, like there's no need, right?
It's easy to forget.
Easy to forget. It's like, no, I did that. No, I got it all together. I got it all figured out. And then it's like something comes into your life and you go, oh, I'm at the whim of this wild rock that I'm spinning on. So some of the chants have some of that feel to it. Like more of a somber feel. I don't know, I think for me, like, the times that I've been able to connect deepest isn't in the best times, but in the hardest times. So repeat after me. Govinda.
Govinda.
Gopal.
Gopal.
Nandalal.
Nandalal.
Nanda, Nandalal, it's a play on words. Nanda, named for Krishna's father, one of his fathers. And then, but also Ananda, his bliss, which is another name for Krishna, because he is Anand, he's bliss. So Nandalal is like, I don't know why, maybe it's the reincarnation aspect that comes through of it. Just when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that sounds like Nandalal is like the apple of the eye, like, oh, it's so sweet, like what you would call like the like they'll call Vish, like some people call Vish, Vishy, you know, or they'll call Rupa, like Rupi, you know, like when, like I'm sure you guys called him Rupi, right, when he was a little kid, like Rupa is, it was his name, but you call him Rupi, you know, like, oh, you know, like Nandalal is like, it's just sweetness to that name. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandala.
Govinda, Govinda.
Govinda, 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 Govin
Thank Krishna for the sweetness instead of thinking that we're responsible for the sweetness.
Krishna.
It was at 195. It was like back in the day. It might have been before 400 even existed. But so like Gora came with Vish, and I have a recording of it. I still listen to it. It's like, and he describes it as like where they grew up. They went to Gurukul in Vrindavan, so they like grew up and they were like, in India. There were these Western guys, you know, and these from these hippie families in the United States. That then their parents shipped them to India at like 5 years old, which is crazy. So, but they grew up in this holy city of Vrindavan, doing kirtan and all the other stuff too. So Gora was talking about it, and he said, you know, this is the flavor of our town that we grew up in. So, and it was just so, like, you could feel the flavor. And he goes, it just kind of ebbs and flows, and it goes back and forth between the chants and the names, and they just kind of flow. And he's like, that's the flavor of Vrindavan, that kind of mood of how it goes in and out. And then I heard them do that, and then me and Claire went up to see them, because then they went to Sandra's place at Sadhana, upstate. And we like groupied our way up there. Like we were like the Grateful Dead following. And then they did it again. But then I went down to Virginia and I went over Gora's house to learn that specific chant. But the way they do that too is that they sing that to the babies. Like it's like one of the lullabies, like a traditional lullaby that they sing to the kids. So. Do whatever you like.
I want to lead a kid.
All right.
Let's do it. I want Maha to help me, and Maha knows the song.
Are you going to do it on the drum?
Well, I'm going to do it on the drum, yeah.
I don't know how to play on there yet.
Yeah. Well, I could do that too, but...
I can do that too.
I just have a story or two. Can I tell a story? Anybody want to hear
it? I want to hear an India story, Marilyn.
Tell us a story.
All right. Well, one of the stories... So, do you know Paramananda?
Yes.
Okay. So one of our yoga teachers was Paramananda, and he had a lot of stories. He reminded me of you, actually. He told as many stories as you, and exciting. And one of the stories he told was, like, the roads in India were, for me at the time, very dusty and dirty and everything, and there was a whole bunch of them walking down the road. So the cows go first. So first the cows are going, all this dust is coming up. And then his parents... and the dust is coming up, and then his friends, and the dust is coming up, and then the cowherd boys, who he loved, Krishna loved the cowherd boys, and the dust is coming up, and Krishna walked behind them all. And does anybody know why he walked behind them? Because he loved them all so much. He loved the cows, he loved his parents, he loved his friends, he loved the cowherd boys, that he wanted the dust from all of them to come on to him. And Paramananda said, because Krishna needs love too. And to him, that was love, that the dust of all the people that he loved, like, settled on him. Oh, my God. I don't know. Just go home and think about that if you didn't, like, get that yet. I was like, oh, my God. He just wanted the dust of everyone that he loved to just come on him. So I thought that was, like, amazing. That was just, like, one little story. And our trip started in Mumbai. We were at the Govardhan Eco Village of Radhanath Swami. We got to see him a couple times, and he would talk and lead chants. It was kirtan all over the place, kirtan like every day for everything, which was like wonderful. It was like a bhakti trip. And then we had to like take a bus and a plane to get to Rishikesh, and another bus to get to Rishikesh, and Rishikesh was like mind blowing. And then a 7-hour bus to get to Vrindavan, which was like, you know, okay, we're getting up, you know, what are we doing next? So before we got to Vrindavan, so they were building up Vrindavan, what Vrindavan's going to be, a reflection of you, what do you see, don't look at the litter or whatever, you know, whatever's in your mind. And somebody read something called On Entering Vrindavan from the Krishna book, so we're like, our mind is like, okay, we're entering this holy place where Krishna walked the earth 5,000 years ago, Vrindavan. And then we did kirtan, and I actually did a voice memo of it. And it's the one that we started doing this from the very first day upstairs in the hotel. We started doing this kirtan. It's just a Hare Krishna kirtan, it's Maha Mantra. And I just love it so much. And this says Hare Krishna, by the way, if you want to know what this says, Hare Krishna. And I've always loved the Maha Mantra, but I really love the Maha Mantra now. And it was just, so happy and exuberant, and we're entering Vrindavan, and we're all singing at the top of our lungs, and we're entering Vrindavan. It was just like, it was like a high point just before we got there that we were doing the Hare Krishna mantra. So I don't know what note starts on, so I'm just going to start, and I'm not used to doing this out loud in front of anybody. I used to do it in the car by myself and stuff like that. What?
Close your eyes and just pretend they're singing their mantra.
And, Maha, you can leave with me if you want, but or it's just Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, and sing loud. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Says Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. But didn't get anybody. Hare Krishna. People look at you and say, everybody says Hare Krishna. And I said to one of the people, how come they don't say Namaste? They said, well, Namaste says delight in me, honors delight in you. But when you say Hare Krishna, you're acknowledging God first, not us. We're acknowledging God first. And by the time we got to Vrindavan, they don't say Hare Krishna anymore. They say Radhe, 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 Radhe. Everybody says Radhe. I love Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Everybody, you pass strangers, everybody's saying Radhe, 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 Radhe. It's just the spirituality of the place was like permeated us. It was just like I could just live here. It was just lovely. It was just really beautiful. Okay, so. Thank you for letting me share.
That's like the original Prabhupada melody.
It's the original Prabhupada melody, yeah.
There's a really great recording, I'll send it to you, of George Harrison.
Oh.
Doing it is so good.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. And like you hear all the devotees in the background. It's on YouTube. I'll share it on our Friday night.
Yeah, so I'm really like pumped up. I haven't like touched my feet. Haven't touched the ground.
I couldn't tell, Marilyn.
I don't usually have the voice to.
Marilyn, I feel like you found. That was me. Yeah. I could feel it coming out of you. It's so great.
I mean, we had a little circle in the end, and I was like the last one to talk, and everybody had to say what the trip meant to them, and I was like, I came to India to find Krishna because I never really, I chanted Hare Krishna. But I hadn't really experienced Krishna until this trip. It was like that was like the mind-blowing part. I'm like, I saw it in people. I heard it. I mean, you hear it. You just, the devotion, even the devotees. We were all the devotees on the trip with the hands in their bags. I'm doing japa now. I'm like, oh, my God. I got a bean bag.
Good job.
I'm like, I never done before. So it was just, if you have a chance once in your life, whatever age you are, to go, I would say to go.
You know, it's a
wrong dog. Dog you can, and...
Ramdas had the saying.
Oh, nice to see you.
Ramdas had the saying that wherever you look, you see what you're looking for, and when you're looking for God, all you see is God, and that's what you were.
Everybody was just spiritual. It was like a spiritual journey to a holy place, just like the Holy Land. And it went up and up and up, and I was like, ah. And it's really hard coming back down to earth. I was like, I don't want to be here. No, I do want to be here. I just don't. How wonderful it was. And go, save your money, and just go. Yeah, it's a little expensive. Save your money.
No, I will.
May I do one? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Hari Bol.
Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda.
Rama, Hare Hare.
Swaha.